3 hours west and south of the Twin Cities, there's an 80-acre patch of restored prairie called the Jeffers Petroglyph Site. There, a 300-yard-long crescent of red quartzite slices through the sod. The broad, flat rock sits at a low angle facing southwest. A nearly constant wind rustles the tall grass and rattles microphones. Rain from low clouds dots the blue denim jacket of Michael Lucio as he walks on the crushed rock path to the petroglyphs.
These rock art out here were really written by our ancestors. This is such a beautiful and significant place here that it does have a lot of meaning to Indian people, American Indian people.
Lucio is a Jeffers Site interpreter for the Minnesota Historical Society. He and other Dakota members of the Lower Sioux Agency say the carvings of turtles, snakes, bison, and other figures show the place was used by their ancestors thousands of years ago, not just to rest, but to meditate.
Many of these carvings interpret animals, and interpret man, they interpret hunting. Many of the people that travel through here, they wanted to express their feelings of what life had to offer for them.
Ruby Winters Bennett and other descendants of white settlers in the area have known about the site all their lives. The remote location, away from town lights and prying eyes, inspired romance.
Yes, my husband and I came up here and dated.
For decades, visitors have come to the spot to admire the view and puzzle over the rock carvings.
And it was interesting to look at. We didn't know what it meant.
These days, the Jeffers Petroglyph site gets even more visitors and some educated speculation about what the carvings mean. Site interpreter Shelley Olson leads a gaggle of sixth graders across the rock face along pathways marked with rope.
Do you see the turtle?
It's looking like a buffalo. Turtle is over here.
I see it.
Many of the more than 2,000 petroglyphs, or what archaeologists call rock art, at the Jeffers site appear to tell a story. The bison carvings may be a wish for a successful hunt or the recounting of one. The turtle in the religion of the Dakota is a messenger between humans and spirits. The carving of a hand, again according to Dakota beliefs, marks where a human with extraordinary powers climbed out of the rock and closed the opening after receiving guidance from the spirits inside. The mystery of one of the petroglyphs has been solved. Site manager Tom Sanders says several carvings show a shaft with a square object near one end.
I don't know if you can hear this and be able to pick this up, but we can try. Can you hear that? No, that's an atlatl without a banner stone.
Sanders swings an atlatl, a shaft of wood with a notch at the end. As long as 20,000 years ago, hunters used the launching device as an extension of their arm to add power and distance to spears and darts. But the whiff made too much noise and scared off animals, Sanders says, until hunters discovered that adding a square-shaped stone to the atlatl shaft cuts the noise.
Now, if we'll do one with a banner stone. Can you hear the difference? There's no whiff on the other one, so that's enough noise for a buffalo or an elk or a deer to hear that and move out of the way.
Not even a gray, rainy day dims the vibrant green of the Jeffers Petroglyph site prairie grass. Golden alexander, prairie smoke, and other indigenous plants add specks of color. This little plot of tall grass prairie in southwestern Minnesota is surrounded by rolling farm fields of corn and soybeans. 175 years ago, there was ample space and food for vast herds of bison. How vast? Tom Sanders leads a visitor to a waist-high rock shelf where jagged edges have been rubbed smooth.
The quartzite is polished on this edge here so much that you can actually see your face right there. You can see the reflection of my finger. It's like a mirror. For 9,000 years, buffalo have been rubbing their winter hair off in the spring, polishing this stone.
Abundant game and fresh water from the nearby Little Cottonwood River attracted prehistoric visitors to the Jeffers site. But there are lots of rock outcroppings in the area where food and water were abundant, yet there are no carvings on them. Why did early people return season after season to the Jeffers site and spend so much time making the carvings? Michael Lucio says he believes it's because the site is beautiful and helps visitors regain balance in their lives.
Time kind of stands still. You know, time stands still here, and you're able to hear the birds, the winged ones, and to understand how life is so beautiful. And when I leave here, and which I will go back home, but I'll just grab my wife and hug her and kiss her and wait for my children to come home and hug them and kiss them and be thankful. Be thankful.
Michael Lucio at the Minnesota Historical Society's Jeffers Petroglyph Site. Dan Olson, Minnesota Public Radio.